Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard back with you. And with all of us today is Scott Stanton. Scott is the director for the Americas Unified Access Sales at Cisco. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about today's healthcare organizations. And I think we all know the performance, reliability, and staff collaboration, pretty vital to improving patient care and operations these days. So what we want to do on this episode of Connection Point, we want to discuss the current state of mobility and wireless in healthcare. We'll look a little bit at the role of the wireless LAN and how it is supporting high bandwidth medical devices as well as additional traffic. So Scott, thanks for taking time here. Let's start, maybe it's a state of the union, if you will, of mobility in healthcare. Top changes that you've seen on the mobility front, again, in healthcare, maybe, you know, last 12 months, 18 months, 2 years.
Well, you know, I think the changes that are being, that we're seeing from a mobility standpoint in healthcare really are being driven by some very serious changes that are taking place in healthcare just in general. And really, if I were to point to the dynamics that I think are driving the mobility business for us at Cisco, the first thing is we're seeing a huge increase in patient load in healthcare, and that's coupled with a real shortage of doctors and nurses, and we're seeing that across all of the Americas, which I cover. So in U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Latin America, that is the huge overarching trend. So what's happening as a result of that is that hospitals are really having to drive productivity within their nursing force, within their doctors, to be able to handle that increase in workload. So we're seeing a lot more client devices coming onto the network, and those devices are increasingly going onto the Wi-Fi network because that is the, you know, low-cost, secure, and generally available means of transport for those clients. So what's happening now from a Wi-Fi standpoint, if I focus on that, is we're moving from what was, say, 5 years ago, something of a best effort network to something that is now completely mission critical. So the two big trends from a mobility standpoint, if I focus there, are going to be increase in client density and increase in client mission criticality. So the kinds of devices we're seeing today are not just, you know, iPhones and iPads and laptops and things like that. We're seeing medical telemetry, infusion pumps. We're seeing blood pressure cuffs, scales, stadiometers, all kinds of devices. Hospital beds themselves are Wi-Fi clients. And those are all coming onto the network, and that is driving up mission criticality in a huge way because those are all devices that affect patient care and safety.
No, absolutely. I can only imagine that's going to continue, right? We're probably in the early stages. You mentioned a lot of the infusion pumps and the beds, thinking x-ray machines. Other things will also get that connectivity as we move forward. So if the client environment now is mission critical and we keep seeing that count going up, then how does that change the role of the wireless local area networks in our hospital settings, in our clinics?
What I tell customers is they have to start thinking about Wi-Fi as the clinical services platform. That's a really simple way to think about it. These clients that are coming on are coming on. They're typically purchased by doctors and nurses, and you know they're all coming in Wi-Fi enabled today, whether, again, we're talking about infusion pumps or medical telemetry or anything else. And so whether they've designed the network or not, the fact is that that Wi-Fi network is the clinical services platform. And so when they start looking forward in terms of next generation designs and things like that, they have to think about it in that context, that it is a mission critical network environment, and they have to design it that way from the onset if they're going to keep pace and be able to really support the business as the business addresses this whole challenge of increased load and not enough human resources in terms of doctors and nurses to be able to address that load.
If we need to be thinking about the design, right, we can't just slap up some access points and call it done, then, you know, what does a healthcare group customer need to really think about? Maybe what are the top two or three things on that list that you would suggest to them?
Well, there are a couple of things that I typically advise right out of the gates. And the first is to start looking at reliability and availability as paramount, right? So it's not about coverage anymore. It's really about making sure that the network you have is available 7/24, that scheduled downtime is absolutely minimized. And when I say minimized, I mean get it down to minutes, a handful of minutes. Not, you know, you can't afford an hour outage to do an AP image change, right? That has to be done within just a few minutes because the voice is riding on that, telemetry is riding on, all these things are riding on it, right? You have to have failover. That means that if I lose, say, a controller on the back end, I shouldn't lose any clients that are active on that network, right? I have to be able to respond to interference in a way that's meaningful and proactive. These are all things that we've invested in at Cisco for a long time and continue to invest in. But really thinking about that reliability piece first. After that, it's capacity. After that, it's throughput and performance. And then the final thing that I would say needs to be built in from a design standpoint everywhere in healthcare now is location. Location needs to be delivered in healthcare as a network-based utility. It needs to be ubiquitous. It needs to be relatively accurate. It needs to be the kind of thing that any of these client devices can tap into to do meaningful things in terms of mashup. So as an example, to take a nurse call system that's running off, say, a Stryker bed, and integrate that with location that's coming off the network and be able to make the nurse call go through Vocera to a nurse that is in the vicinity of that bed. That's the kind of meaningful mashup that that we see our healthcare customers moving toward on a daily basis. And in addition to all the other things that they can do with location in terms of just driving up productivity, to be able to take analytics from location off the network and say, okay, how can I schedule rooms in a more efficient fashion so my nurses don't have to walk as far in a day and they can spend more time servicing patients and less time just walking from room to room. That kind of stuff is a real opportunity today. And it comes from building these networks intentionally to respond to this mission critical type of environment.
Well, given that mission critical type of environment, I love the examples you've given us here in healthcare and talking about these trends. But to me, I get to talk to folks in healthcare and outside. It seems like it's not just isolated here, though. This is growth in a lot of industries.
Yeah, it is. We see it across industries. I would say from my experience, healthcare is really on the cutting edge of this because they've had to be. Again, the demands that are on them are highly acute. And so they've really had to respond with automation and digitization in a really powerful way. And they're getting a very strong payback on that. But the basic trend, if we're seeing, you know, that we're seeing across all industries is for an increase in client density and an increase in mission criticality and a mission criticality of that WLAN as a result. And we're seeing that everywhere. So we're seeing that in manufacturing in the form of IoT, where, you know, previously unconnected plants are now connecting every device they possibly can on the floor of that plant, and they're getting instrumentation on everything from heat to vibration and all these other things that they're gathering off that network in order to predict failure. So instead of having a surprise and having a line down for a period of time and impacting productivity at that plant, they can now see that, you know, vibration or heat is increasing, and they know when it gets to a certain threshold that they should expect a failure. So instead of letting that line fail, they will proactively bring that machine offline, perform some maintenance, and keep productivity up as a result, right? And they can schedule that. We're seeing, you know, the same sort of thing happening in education, hospitality, and retail. Just huge users of wireless now in terms of leveraging analytics and being able to do more with clients on the floor to make their spaces much more productive, whether that's for a student or for a, you know, a shopper or something like that. So it's across all industries. It really is it's a mega trend right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, you know, wireless is now not that add-on secondary network. It is becoming the network in a lot of areas. And I think, like you clearly point out here in healthcare, right? It's the default. That's what people are expecting. It's what they're building. But it does take some planning. You need to be thinking about things. You got to starting thinking about that, folks. I'm going to give you some contact information here in just a moment so you can get more information. But before I do that, Scott, I want to thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure as well. Given the highly mobile nature of healthcare providers these days, I think it is important that organizations do have an effective and efficient way to collaborate while protecting patient privacy and that data security. So again, Scott, thank you. Appreciate you taking time today, walking our listeners through some of these changes and considerations about mobility and wireless. I want to wrap up by letting you all know the PC Connection Inc. and Cisco can definitely help healthcare organizations prepare for all the wireless requirements that are out there these days. If you are interested in learning more about the Cisco solutions, as well as the services that PC Connection, Gov Connection, and more direct can offer your organization, then I'm going to invite you to do a couple things. One, visit us online, pcconnection.com/health, or you can give us a phone call, 1-800-395-8685. And if you want to send us an email, connect@pcconnection.com. Again, that is where we're going to wrap up this Connection Point episode. Scott, again, appreciate you. Listeners, thanks for joining us. Again, my name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.